Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Big Ben Livingston already has a poll up on Mark's Reese WIP. Would you rather spend a weekend in Tampa or London? And let me vote right here. I've never been to London, so I can't say London because it's so great. It's just not Tampa. let's see. London vote. 59% say London. I mean, Tampa, you know, Tampa's nice or whatever. I mean, really, you're going to the beaches. Tampa's just kind of on the bay. There's not really anything. What's it to do in Tampa?
Go to Clearwater?
Yeah, you go somewhere else. That's what you do when you're in Tampa. Or you play a football game in your case and you leave.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, nothing else to do.
All right, let me do another. Will the Eagles beat the Jaguars on Sunday? I say no. 83% say yes, Mr. Reese.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Brian and Broomall. Hi, Brian.
Gentlemen, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm doing better than you guys, man. You guys seem like in the dumps, man, about the birds. And I totally get it. I get it. They haven't showed what we probably most likely know what they're capable of, but I have some reasons why I think they're going to pull this game out.
All right.
Shoot.
Jacksonville, as we know, has been struggling offensively very, very badly. Looked up the numbers, and they are currently ranked 29th in the NFL in points per game. The last two games, they've only been able to put up one touchdown in the last two. The Eagles have, you know, haven't been much, much better, but they've been about 22nd in the NFL in points per game. I think we match up well against them. They do have Carlos Hyde in addition to T.J. Yeldon.
Mm-hmm.
However, they don't have A.J. Bouye, one of their top outside corners. B.J. Hayden also is not making the trip, I believe, is out as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some fun, interesting reasons also why I believe they're going to win. I know Ben might disagree with me, but this is the first time that an NFL Super Bowl defending champion has flown to London the following season. Not only is it the first time, you have Prince Harry at your starting quarterback in London. How can they possibly lose that game? I mean,
exactly.
And everyone there, and the Eagles fans, I got to give them so much credit. What other fan base flies to another country for a regular season football game? They're going to take over that stadium, and it's going to be something that, like, we've never seen before. I think this game is probably going to go down as the
biggest game of all time?
Over in London. In London.
Oh.
In London.
It might be
a riot for the guys in England who, you know, think that, you know, Prince Harry and Carson Wentz are doppelganger. If you go back to Princess Diana's days,
she was an Eagle fan.
Yeah, she's a big Eagle fan. And I think it'd be cool because I can't see them losing to Jacksonville. I think that's just kind of a bad.
Oh, I know you can't. I bet you couldn't have seen them being 3-4 heading into this game either, right?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it's not over. I mean, maybe this is a storyline that we're setting ourselves up for a true underdog defending Super Bowl champions, and then we start to go on a late run and get hot when it really matters versus being hot in the beginning of the season. All I'm saying is I still have faith in my team, and I think that the Eagles are going to pull this one out, head into a much-needed bye.
Hope you're right, Brian.
He's right.
We appreciate the positive spin. All right? I do. I appreciate it. I don't think anybody out there really, when you say, like, yeah, the Eagles are going to win, you don't really believe that. You don't know. The bottom line is you don't know. They should win. The Jacks suck.
What?
All right, Blackboro sucks. They should win, but they should have won a lot of games this year.
Okay, well, why are you so sure that they're going to lose?
I'm not. I'm just not sure they're going to win.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's what you can do. You can either say, oh, they're going to win or they're going to lose. You know what I've done this year?
Or you could say they're going to tie. That really would be hedging.
That'd be a hell of a bet.
Yeah.
If you pick the tie,
mm-hmm.
would pay out.
Listen, they've been happening this year.
They have been.
I wouldn't rule it out.
All right, put $5 on that for me, the tie. No, but seriously, I guess what I'm saying is that if you want a strong opinion of me to come out and say, Eagles are going to win this game, man. They're better than the Jags. Jags are a mess. Blake Bortles and everything else. I don't feel like that. You know, should they beat the Jags? Of course they should beat the Jags.
If that's not how you feel, then you don't have to say it. Say what you feel.
I am.
Well, you said they're going to lose.
Yeah, I picked them to lose. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. So, I mean, it's okay. That's how you feel. It is okay. You're giving us reason for feeling that way. But you can't tell somebody that they're putting a spin on it or fooling themselves that they're going to win the game without telling me how they're going to lose. You can't even formulate how they're going to lose. Like, you can't come up with X's and O's and why Jacksonville is a better team than the Eagles.
Oh, they're not a better team.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is Tennessee a better team than the Eagles?
Yeah, they beat them.
No, they're not. They're not a better team than the Eagles, and you know it.
They beat them.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you're a better team. It means you beat them.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So then what? Okay, you're right. So once you play each other and you decide on the field, they were better that day. Is that okay?
Yeah, but that's that's fine. Okay? No, but my point is
we were better than every team I ever lost to. You're right.
My point
we were
is
better than those teams.
The Eagles going forward, and the Eagles organization, and the Eagles have better players. They're a better team than some of these teams they're losing to. They just are. They should have never lost that Titans game. The Carolina, at least you can look at a team that's been there for a while, but you're up. You have that lead in the fourth quarter, and your offense scores 17 points. Like, you know, listen, you want me to feel good? Like, you want me to feel good and be like, yeah, man, the season's not over. I got confidence. You want me to be Kyle Brandt of NFL Network and give a pump-up speech to the fan base?
No.
I can't do it, man.
I don't know if anybody wants you to do that.
Can you do it?
Of course I could do it.
I know.
That's what I do.
That's what I need right now.
That's what I do.
But that's what I need because I'm not feeling it.
Now, listen, I'm not here to pump up everybody about the game Sunday. Either you feel like they're going to win or you don't feel like they're going to win.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's fine.
So check this out. I mentioned LeSean McCoy before, right? Did it seem like that initially it's Le'Veon and Shady? And everyone's, Le'Veon or Shady. I like Shady. He costs less. I like Le'Veon. He costs more. Who knows if he would come. But everybody agreed they needed a running back, right? Mm-hmm. And then Shady kind of went away because there were some reports they were asking for a ridiculously unreasonable price.
Second and a third.
Right. Which was never going to happen.
Right.
So then we still had that discussion. And then we kind of moved away from Shady and that disappeared. And we've been trying to keep this Le'Veon thing going and going. Unfortunately, doesn't seem like Le'Veon's interested in going anywhere because he's reporting after the trade deadline. He's making everything difficult for the Steelers not to trade him, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess that could change. But now, a guy that I used to work with at the other station, Jason Ashworth, who was part-time and worked nights for a while, and then he left radio altogether to do other stuff, he puts out a tweet earlier just mentioning it. I'll tell you what he tweeted. Being told Howie has the full court press on for Bills running back LeSean McCoy. It's in the hands of Buffalo now. So, listen, he's not a reporter, but here's one thing, and I know Jason well. Whenever he had something like this, he was, I don't want to say usually correct, but it was never throw against the wall info. I don't know who he talks to, but he has something from somebody. So I'm not going to say this is a full-out report. I will say this. Doesn't it make sense that they would circle back to check in on Shady? Just because the Bills said a 2 and a 3 before, now all the talks are dead. The Bills have lost more games. Now Howie circles back and says, hey, where are we at? What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
What are you willing to do?
For sure. Howie knows. Howie knows this offense needs something. Howie knows what they have right now just really isn't good enough. They need something to sort of give them a spark. And the running game, for everybody who wants Doug to commit to the running game a little bit more, guess what? Putting a running back there like a Shady McCoy will entice Doug to call runs a little bit more. Yeah, that works. The coach feels a little more confident in having success in the running game if there's a guy like Shady McCoy back there. If there's a guy like Le'Veon Bell back there. You know, the coach is going to call more runs when he knows there's somebody that he can rely upon, right? And Shady is the style of runner that when you don't necessarily block everything up the way it's supposed to be blocked up, he can still make something happen. And he's an excellent receiver out of the backfield.
He makes the first guy miss a lot.
Yeah. And he's an excellent receiver out of the backfield catching the ball. So
that's true.
I'm not surprised that, you know, if they feel like the situation with the Steelers is dead and with Le'Veon, that they circle back and see if Buffalo had a change of heart. you know,
yep,
to find out if they really can get something done. I told you, you know, they say deals don't typically get done until you get closer to that trading deadline. That's when you find out if a team really wants a guy or if a team is really trying to move on from a guy.
Yep.
And they're trying to get whatever they can for him right now.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is the final showdown right here. So I'm sure Howie this weekend is now stepping up the text, stepping up the calls. They have the game Sunday. Monday is when the deal's getting done into Tuesday. So if something's going to happen, like it's most likely going to happen Tuesday or Monday into Tuesday, and there's going to be a lot of rumors if that's happening right now. I would say this, and I think that the question is yes or no on Shady. Eagles aren't going to give up more than a mid-round draft pick for him, right? Like a fourth?
Well, I wouldn't think so, yeah.
Maybe a third, right? So is that what we set the price tag at? Because really it's about yes or no with Shady. Yes, you think that he's worth it to bring in with all of his shady warts, because there's no doubt in my mind he improves your team. Like you're dealing with Wendell Smallwood as your lead back right now. He improves your team. I'm washing my hands of everything this year. Let's see what happens on Sunday, but I'm out on Shady. I don't need the whole Shady thing to happen again. I don't think that he's good enough to really make a difference, to make a change on this team.
Oh yeah, he is.
You really think so?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I'm underrating what he could do here.
Oh yeah. For sure.
888-729-9494. Do I just not care what he could do here?
Well, I mean, only you can answer that.
I don't know, though.
I can answer whether or not I believe you're underrating the impact he can have here. I mean, you're not trading for Le'Veon Bell and getting Shady McCoy or a guy like a David Johnson who's still young, but you're trading for a guy who still has something left in the tank. You're trading for a guy, again, who is going to be able to assimilate himself in this offense with relative ease. They know him. The running back coach knows him. He's a very smart football player that's a three-down guy. I would dare to say he's going to make having guys like Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood even more effective. And if you get a Darren Sproles back in the fold, just think about this. You got Shady McCoy, Corey Clement, and Darren Sproles as your trio. Would you rather have that, or would you rather have Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, and Darren Sproles? I mean, adding Shady to that group enhances that group. It's going to make Carson's life a lot easier. It just is. Mm. You got to commit an extra guy to the box to try to stop the run. Alshon's getting one-on-one matchups on the outside. Ertz is getting one-on-one matchups. That's what having a guy like Shady McCoy in your offense, whom you have to account for. See, that's what people don't understand. Nobody is accounting for Corey Clement. As much as we like him, the defense isn't saying we got to stop number 30. The defense isn't saying we got to find a way to make sure we shut down number 28. Don't let him get going.
He's not circled in the meeting room?
No.
Oh.
No. That, yeah, he doesn't. He's not one of those guys to get the X put on him, right?
No.
The red number.
Josh Adams?
No. I don't even know if he gets a number. He just gets RB3 on his little magnet.
So tell me how it goes down.
Board. See, like when you're scouting an offense, right? The skill position players, they all have colors, right? And
they stick out.
Yeah, the stars on there, they get a bright color. You get a red, or you get a yellow. You get something, so you pop off the board.
You notice it.
Yeah. So you're playing somebody like the Rams. I need to know where Marshall is at, and Isaac Bruce, and Torrey Holt. Those are the ones that drove you crazy because you didn't know who the hell to stop. All right, we play the Giants. Where's 21 at? I need to know where 21 is at all times, right? That's what you did. You know, we didn't worry about Amani Toomer and Ike Hilliard.
No, you didn't worry about them.
No, you worry about Tiki Barber.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And LeSean is that guy.
Yes, sir. That's what he does for you. Now, at least that's the attention that he draws.
And Ike, he's gonna have injury stuff because he always does. But he's not at a point where...
You won't have to use him as much.
He's not at a point where you look at him and say he's damaged goods, he's done. Because he's certainly not. He can still be productive.
Yeah.
Is his productivity... See, this just looks like just total desperation out of Howie.
Yeah.
A total desperation to be like, all right, I'm going to go out and get this guy that, by the way, has some other things going on with him that leaves a lot of bad taste in a lot of mouths, including mine. Mm-hmm. To where if I thought that this was something that, like, all right, I can't ignore that adding him to the Eagles would make this a viable Super Bowl contender. It puts them over the top. It solves everything. I don't believe that. I think he would help. You know, he comes in, he gets some carries, he does it, does the shady dance or whatever.
That's what you're looking for right now.
888-729-9494.
You're looking for help.
Hmm.
You're not trading for Todd Gurley. So you're looking for help.
He's not available?
You're not trading for someone who's going to cure all your ills, everything that's wrong with your team. You're looking for somebody that's going to at least give you some help to overcome some of those things that are bothering you or that are hurting your team.
888-729-9494. Yeah, football-wise, you're right. I get it. You're right. 888-729-9494. People can weigh in. Ken, Franklinville. Hi, Ken.
Yo.
Yo.
What up, Ken?
What's up?
Hey. You know, I couldn't agree with you guys more as far as the shady thing. Yeah, I think he's got some warts, but if he's the best out there, let's get him for the rest of the season. And if we want to sign him for another year, well, you know, we put a lot of clauses in his contract about staying out of trouble and this and that. But, yeah, we need something on the ground.
Well, that's the other thing. I think he's already under contract for next year.
And they could always redo that, too, lower the number. And however really they wanted to do it. He is under contract, Ken, for next year. Let me see here. I had it up. So he's a cap hit. I don't know what this does when they trade him. But right now it's a cap hit of $9 million. And again, how he can finagle that and give him upfront money or do whatever. So really it would solve the problem for next year too. Or it potentially could. You're going to draft a running back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your running back next year? Right now.
Next year.
Who are your running backs next year?
Yeah. I don't think the league guy's here.
No.
No.
You have one guy, maybe Corey's a part of the rotation.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine Corey is a part of it, but I don't think they view Corey as a lead back. So they're going to draft the back next year, regardless. It's a matter of what round they take him in, you know. So they're going to draft the back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.